I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kyle Draper, play-by-play man for the Sacramento Kings season, just a couple of days away. KD, man, we're excited. We might actually get to see you in person here by the end of the week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Are you guys going to be in the building Friday?
That's all. Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. You already know.
You know I'm in the house, man. I'm in the house. Baby. Let's go.
I know it ain't the Lakers on the schedule or the Brooklyn Nets, you know, but the Utah Jazz still a good team. I know y'all big gamers, so it'll be good to see you guys, man.
Yeah, let your security know D'Lo and KC are coming over to say hi so we don't get taken out. Let the Draper Secret Service know we're going to come over and say hi.
Yeah. Right. Katie is my security, man. She got my back. If you get through her, you can get to me. That's how it is.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, first of all, welcome back for another season of Kings basketball. And we've just been talking for the last couple of weeks, but we really got into it today about this team, the expectations for this team. And and I know, Kyle, you haven't been here long, but this is one of the most anticipated seasons for this Kings organization in recent memory, as far as talking about expectations. I think everybody involved, whether you talk about the fans, you talk about radio hosts, you talk about play-by-play guys, you talk about the front office, everybody has expectations of this team at the very least being in a play-in situation. Is it accurate to say that's the vibes that's going on all around the building as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, they don't like to talk about expectations. They don't like to back themselves into a corner. But if you aren't thinking, at the minimum, play-in, at the minimum, because think about it, guys. You were two games out of it last year. You had 2 9-game losing streaks. And on paper, your team is better. Mm-hmm. We should be talking, forget play-in. I want, 7-8 is play-in. I understand like that. But I don't just want to get in 9 or 10. Yeah. This team should be a 7 or 8 seed.
Yeah, we should have two chances. Two chances to get in play-in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Kyle, I'm trying to run through it in my head. You and Tristan didn't cross paths in Boston, did you?
No, we didn't. I missed him by a year. It's crazy. He played 1 year in Boston, and that was the 1 year I was out here. But I had a chance to talk with him on media day, and I love this guy, man, in terms of what he could bring to this team. Championship pedigree, relentless on the boards, a competitor. You know, he's not the most skilled, not the best athlete, but he's effective. And you know, that's the kind of guys I want, you know, that's going to lay it on the line every single night. And I'm excited for him, man. And we were already seeing it, right? A few weeks in.
Yeah.
He's already showing to be a leader already inside that locker room.
Yeah. And Kyle, look, you were definitely on the same page as D'Lo and KC. Is your frustration with this team, the effort, the physicality, it would seep out into some of those post-game comments that you would have. But it was frustrating to watch. We're sitting there like, yo, we need a pulse. We need somebody to be angry, or just as angry as we seem to be about what's going on. And I don't mean to disrespect those players because they care. I'm not trying to say that. But when you have somebody like Tristan Thompson, who I don't know if you saw the clip that the Kings put out about the practice. It feels like that's what was missing from this team last year. Somebody that really gave a damn and gave a damn behind closed doors as well and was willing to hold everybody accountable to just raise their game to another level.
Yeah, I think accountability has to be the key word this season. And, you know, going back to that frustration, guys, we all want the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want the Kings to be good. We want them to be competitive. We want them to be title contenders. Mm-hmm. They want the same thing in that building also. To me, losing is unacceptable. That's the mindset you got to have. Sure, you're going to lose some games. I understand that. But you should be pissed off about that. And I was telling somebody the other day, I don't want games to be lost because of effort. You know what I mean? That's inexcusable to me. And so I think, you know, with Monty, and we'll see how Luke handles things this year, accountability has to be the key. But as you know, you also need guys inside the locker room. It can't be all on the coaches to hold guys accountable. It has to be, you know, players as well. Maybe Tristan Thompson is that guy. I don't know what happened last year in Boston. It just didn't work out. But when I watched him play for the Celtics, he was a factor. Mm-hmm. And I'm shocked, you know, they decided to let him go by way of trade. But, you know, another man's trash is one man's treasure. And so I'm happy he's here because he's the kind of guy we need. Like I said, relentless on the offensive glass. You guys saw him during the preseason games.
Yeah.
I mean, he would be battling in there with three or four guys and may not always come up with it, but give you a chance, you know.
Yeah.
And so I just think, you know, having that kind of voice, a guy who's played with LeBron, won championships, I just think that's going to be huge for this team. Another veteran leader inside that locker room.
Yep. Kings play by and Kyle Draper with us here on D'Lo and KC ESPN 1320. You brought up the preseason, Kyle. Like, you know, I think Kings fans were kind of pushed into a position where they were supposed to like apologize for being happy that the team went 4-0. Thought that they played really well. What was your biggest takeaway from those four games that the Kings won?
No, that they, you know, you talk about the defensive grit that we didn't see last season. I think, you know, just the competitiveness that we've seen each night in and night out. And we could take it back to summer league. You know, you got to build these habits. And so I know it's preseason and, you know, somebody pulled up a stat. Remember Milwaukee and Phoenix last year, they went winless in the preseason. Mm. So what? That's them. I'm talking about us right now.
Right.
This is how you build habits, you know, and winning becomes contagious. Think about it. Phoenix didn't turn into Phoenix until they went 8-0 in the bubble. Remember that? They got a taste of winning. They started to feel it. And then all of a sudden, the next season, they came out rocking and rolling. Why can't this team get a taste of winning, what it feels like? And so that's my biggest takeaway, man. I don't care if it's preseason, pickup ball, summer league. I don't care. You play to win the game, right? And they did that. And let's see if they can continue it. Man, they got a tough schedule to start the year right out the gate. You know, you're talking three playoff teams. If you want to throw the Warriors in there in that playoff, you know, right off the jump. And so it should be interesting.
What better way to prove yourself, though?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You start off, and I know you started off pretty decent last season, but if you handle Portland, who I think, and I'm going to say it, guys, and I'm not going to apologize for this, they should be better than the Portland Trail Blazers.
I'm with you.
There you go.
I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you, KD.
They should be better than the Portland Trail Blazers. You know, why not? Sure, they got Dame. They got CJ. But after that, man, it's a little thin when it comes to the Blazers. And I think this Kings team is a deeper team than the one we saw a year ago. And so why not be better than Portland?
I'm with you 100%, KD. We talk about a guy that, you know, holds other guys accountable in Tristan Thompson and brings a certain level of intensity. Another guy that does that, and I just, you know, from being around you, talking to you for about a year, I know this is a guy that you just love. You love the mentality that this guy brings to the floor. And that's our guy, Davion Mitchell. No nonsense. Pit bull. He's getting after it. You know what I mean? He's sticking his nose in there. And it feels like, even though he's a rookie, even though he hasn't played a regular season game yet, what he brings to the table defensively, that grit and grind a little bit, it seems like it's already rubbed off on his teammates, and they acknowledge it and they appreciate it. You've seen him up close in a few of these preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
Just speak about Davion Mitchell. I say he's as advertised. Do you feel the same way about him?
No, no doubt about it, man. And everywhere he's been a winner. You know, even going back to Auburn, they won a conference title, I think, in the regular season. You go to Baylor, you win national championship, defensive player of the year. And my measure of how great a player is how Does he impact the team? Does he make others around him better? And what Davion does, and maybe people aren't talking too much about it, now De'Aaron Fox doesn't have to guard Damian Lillard for 40 minutes a night. You know, Fox can, I don't want to say relax on defense, but now you got a bulldog, a pit bull that you can hound Damian Lillard with. You can hound Steph with. And we saw him against Paul George, you know, in the preseason, you know, making Paul George, you know, life miserable there on a few possessions. And so, you know, I'm not expecting this guy to come out and be 20 points and 8 assists or anything like that. To me, the measure of Davion is going to be defensively and how he impacts the team's defensive numbers. What they say, the head of the snake, right? Yep. Well, he's the head of the snake when it comes to defense. And so, man, it's clear Luke loves this guy. Everybody's talking about him, raving him. And I was talking to Doug Christie about him the other day, as a matter of fact. He said, Kyle, when Davion's on the floor, you can't help but play hard. Because if you don't play hard, you're going to be exposed. Everybody with the naked eye is going to see, man, this dude Davion's playing hard. How come you aren't playing hard?
Right.
So he sort of raises that level for the Sacramento Kings.
That's facts.
And those are certainly all of the sexy names that we're talking about, man. But Terrence Davis had a good outing. You know, Mo Harkless. There's a lot to look forward to this season, KD.
And the thing is, when I look at this roster, they're deep with NBA players. And we haven't always been able to say that. You know, last year, you know, they would go 7-8, but then after that, it would fall off big time. This year, you're going to have the guys, you know, keep like an Alex Lynn, a proven NBA player, on the bench, you know. You're going to have to keep maybe a Terrence Davis or a Buddy Hield. Their minutes might be cut. You never know. But interesting thing about Terrence Davis, I was watching, I was at their preseason game the other day, and I was talking to somebody. And they're like, what do you think about Terrence Davis? I said, this is all you need to know. He's going to win one or two games this season for you because he's going to get hot. He's going to have like 6 or 7 threes. You look at the box score, he's going to have 20-something points. It's going to be the Terrence Davis game. And that's what he did against the Lakers in that preseason game. Yeah. He went off, remember? Yeah. I think he had 5, 6 threes in that game.
Yeah.
So
that's,
you know, I liken it to, you know, we talked about it, the Miami Heat last year, guys. You got 5 or 6 or 7 guys that can go for 20 on any given night. That causes nightmares for the opposing team. And I think if I'm the Sacramento Kings, if I'm Monty McNair, I'm looking to build that where it doesn't have to be De'Aaron Fox every single night. It doesn't have to be Harrison Barnes. That's the kind of depth I want to see with this team. And they're slowly getting there.
Yeah.
KD, always a pleasure, my man. We're looking forward to the season getting started and hearing you in the calls always.
All right, fellas, I'll see you guys on Friday. Don't forget, we got the opener on Wednesday. I'm calling it, man. So I'm
excited. Let's go.
Yeah, my man KD on the
KD, we appreciate you, my man. Thank you, brother. Have a great call on Wednesday. That's our man Kyle Draper right there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.